Bro.
What's up, CPAC? It's C-Dog MD, Tom Heineberg, and Logan. We are back with Incident Report. It's been a while, son.
It has been a while.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing the new series, the AMAs, which have been hella dope, if I don't say so myself. What is this thing behind us, Logan?
It's shit you should watch while tripping out.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we thought we'd do a thing. This new series AMA, these short, rather serious bits where there's minimum jokery and clownassery, but maximal educationality. That's a word.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's in the dictionary.
It is in the dictionary, as is drug, which is something that you give to a body that then has a physiologic effect, which after seeing our recent AMA on cannabis as a medicine, a lot of the stoner set on Facebook who are like, marijuana is God, man. It's a plant. It's natural.
They were more like, first of all, why does this bald guy look so sickly? Second of all, weed cures all the things, okay? I'm hot right now.
Yep. And the reason I look sickly is that we had green smoke floating through the room. Also... God damn it. Really? Hits from the bong. By the way, I've always wanted to... I grew up in Central Valley of California, and we had a big Laotian population, the Hmong in particular, H-M-O-N-G, one of the biggest populations outside of Laos. Yeah. And I always wanted to have an album called Hits from the Hmong, but no one would let me do it because they said it was racist. Anyways, I did not love the fact that our video was met with such horribly developmentally delayed comments. Here are the things that people say the thing can do and that there isn't sufficient evidence. And they're like, oh man, this has been studied since biblical times, man. Like, studied does not mean some dude rolling a J and saying it cured your cancer, bro. Studied means a proper trial with peer review that has high quality evidence without a lot of bias. If you can do that, then the thing might have more accepted purposes. Now, what's prevented us from that? The fact that cannabis, a plant, is illegal, and the fact that it's Schedule I, which means we can't study it because it technically has no medical use. So in the video at the end, I advocate that we should legalize it and study it. And it's funny because the stoners were like, bro, you're paid off by Big Pharma, man. And like,
when Big Pharma pays a guy off to discredit cannabis, I see you. Don't try the natural way first, bro.
I can't even, man. Shaking my head and also high as f***. Come on, guys. Really? You're doing a disservice to the cause of finding medical uses for cannabis.
I stopped watching it when he called it a drug. It's not a drug. It's a herb that grows out the ground, you Big Pharma whore.
That was my favorite comment because it was from a fellow Indian guy in Canada. And he's like, yeah. And then another Z-Packer wrote in and said, Webster's dictionary definition of drug, you know, something that you introduce into the body that changes and has a physiologic effect. So cannabis is a drug. And his response was, yeah, if you're a sheep.
Hey, man, weed is medicine, man. It's so
stupid. And the thing is, like, I'm trying to be as professional as possible, even though they're blowing smoke behind me and, you know, hits from the bong and all that. But we're trying to actually make it a shareable, usable thing. But here in the incident report space, no such restraining bolt need apply. So I can just tell you, these commenters are dumb. Not only are they dumb, they're deeply biased, which is a worse kind of dumb.
And they're in denial.
They're in denial. Let's use an example. There's an adverse effect of heavy cannabis use, daily cannabis use, that's been well described, called cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. It's a cyclic vomiting syndrome. People vomit. Pathognomonic findings of it is that they feel relief when they take very hot showers or baths, like scalding hot, to the point where sometimes they get burned. They spend all their time in the shower or in the bath getting relief. And they continue to smoke usually daily marijuana. It's very frequent use for at least 2 months. And continue to do this. And when they come into the emergency department and someone has the audacity to question their unconscious elephant belief that marijuana is a medicine and is saving their lives so much so that they are dependent on it, smoking it every day, what the hell are you running from, people? They shut down and say, no, it can't be. And they continue to smoke, thinking it will help their nausea and vomiting. This is straight self-deception. And on this show, we don't play around with self-deception. We indulge in it fully.
That's
Am I
true.
Right?
That's right.
I'm absolutely right.
And we get high on the reg. I mean, I do. I don't know what you guys do.
Speaking of that, the other criticism, this bald motherfucker doesn't understand the chronic because he's not one of us. Bitch, I used to grow the stuff. I knew all about the different strains of sativa and indica and this strain from the Netherlands and this and that and how to grow it hydroponically and in soil. The soil adds a more organic flavor on the burn, vape, smoke, pipe, eat, done it all. Outgrew it because it is not something I need in my life as a fully functioning adult. Now, for those with chronic debilitating neuropathic pain, end-stage cancer pain, people who they find it helps nausea, those kind of things, fine if it works for you, if you're able to function as an adult, that's great. However, there's a butt ton of you guys who don't function as adults, and you spend your time on the internet making stupid comments with your Google University degree. Actually, the guy who made that comment, Parvez or whatever his name was, the Indian guy from, fellow Indian guy from Canada. I have to say fellow, because if I say the Indian guy from Canada, he'll be like, bro, why are you being so racist? I'm like, because I know, buddy. I know one thing. Your dad does not appreciate you smoking the ganja. He actually put in a comment, my people have smoked the herb for millennia. And I'm like, uh-huh. And?
You're like, that's my people too, bro.
So what? My people call it maize. Some people call it corn.
Yeah.
Do you remember that commercial, My People Call It Maize?
No.
It was a Mazola commercial from like the 70s. So racist. Anyways.
You may be high right now. It's like, hey man, you remember that old mm-hmm. corn commercial?
Mm-hmm. Did you put the parental disclaimer on the thumbnail, Logan? Because we may need it. Anyway, so, you know, the point being, it's good to actually use your right or sometimes your rational thought when looking at potential new therapies. Don't let emotion guide what you're doing. And that's what we tried to do in that video. And that's what we're arguing for. Study it. If it works for certain things, great. It's no good judging people and all of that. But it's funny because you see those same people who are so emotionally invested in cannabis being the cure-all for everything because maybe they've been hurt by the medical system. Maybe they have some chronic illness that isn't addressed. And usually, in a lot of these guys, it's anxiety, depression, mental illness, and they're self-medicating with what is a drug. Don't lie to yourself that it's some natural herb. Hey, aspirin comes from the bark of a willow tree or some shit like that. These things are... I've found that if I say some shit like that, people who fact-check me can be like, yeah, it's close enough.
It seems like they're just, you know, it's because we had such a reaction to marijuana during, like, you know, Prohibition, and there's all this stuff. The stoners will talk your ear off about William Randolph Hearst and how he was trying to demonize the hemp decorticator because he had all this money in paper plants and, you know, he owned all the major newspapers and, like, bro, Henry Ford made a car out of cannabis, okay, gay. Anyway, like, there's all these conspiracy theories surrounding it.
It was a Model Z.
Reefer Madness, and it was like, you know, marijuana was the name for a wild tobacco that was going to make Mexicans rape white women and, you know, black people rape white women and all this prehistoric thinking from the 1920s and 30s.
Or from the current administration. What? Oh,
good people don't smoke marijuana. I can't do a Jeff Sessions impression. Anyway, so basically, you know, these guys, there's all this cultural baggage with it. And so to combat that cultural baggage, they say, not only is it good, not only is it positive, not only does it make me feel good, it cures pretty much everything there is to cure, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how they get themselves to feel good about doing it all the time. It's like, it's a natural herb from the ground. They lied about it. William Randolph Hearst, he was the evil man. You know, they made Citizen Kane about him. He had a sled he was in love with or whatever. I don't know. And that's basically what it's like. You know what I'm saying?
But I think that's actually spot on. It's the stigmatization. What kind of wipe was that? It's a stigmatization of the drug that for years, and listen, I was in the 90s, I was one of the early, in my early education, I was a proponent of legalizing cannabis derivatives because it makes no sense that it's illegal and you still have alcohol and cigarettes. One of the comments that was left was a woman who was very upset by my legalization stance. So she said, it doesn't make sense. I see it cause irreparable harm. Just because cigarettes and alcohol are legal, they cause tons of trouble. They should be illegal. You shouldn't be legalizing more drugs. Here's my response to that. When has legalizing anything, as far as drugs, worked? When has it actually prevented, you know, widespread social devastation, crime, et cetera? The only people who win when you illegalize cannabis are illegal cannabis dealers,
yeah,
and that one stoner who now feels like he's being a rebel. You make it legal, suddenly it's boring as hell. And so I say make it legal, study it. It probably we know it has medicinal uses, so it's not Schedule One. Don't be stupid, federal government. Just make it legal, let people study it, and then I don't have to be asked, what do you think of medical marijuana, bro? Because it'll already be documented. There's no opinion on the matter, there's just science.
The silly thing, too, is we only illegalize drugs that people actually enjoy. There are lots of dangerous substances that are not illegal or controlled, and people can do much harm to themselves with these substances. Like, for instance, Salvia divinorum is legal, but it's a very dysphoric high, and people don't really like to do it. So, you know, there's like some YouTube videos of teenagers taking hits of this stuff out of the bong or whatever, but you do it once and you go, that was unpleasant, I'm not gonna be doing that again, right? So, like, we only demonize things that people enjoy for whatever reason. I don't know why. If you wanna get high and watch Jurassic World, do it, you know? But share some popcorn with me, because last time you ate it all and it was rude.
Bro, those dinosaurs and those, what are those little malt balls?
Ooh, Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers!
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Whoppers are bomb.
So delicious. High or not high choice. Well, related to that, a lot of the comments were, you're a pharmaceutical whore paid by Big Pharma and conditioned to believe that only medicines made by pharma work, bro. No. I think the best medicine is food, exercise, stress reduction, meditation. Then when you need medications that were developed at great cost by an industry that spends billions on research and development and way too much on marketing, by the way, yeah, pharma isn't perfect, but they're what we have to try to help us cure and prevent disease, particularly vaccines. We go with that. However, when pharma takes a cannabis derivative, turns it into a drug and charges a bunch of money for it, hey, if we actually legalized cannabis and figured out what works and what doesn't, you don't need pharma to make it can be an over-the-counter sort of pharmaceutical you can develop. Now, one of the things that gets me to a point, young people in adolescence smoking weed, probably not a great idea from the preliminary data that, again, isn't always the highest quality, but at least from correlatory data, the developing brain may not really like a lot of exposure to weed.
Yeah, and you're real dumb in high school too. You just don't know it. Like one time I got really high and we thought this airplane was on fire. We're like, that plane is on fire, man. And then I just, you know, realized it was like the blinking wing.
I thought you were gonna say it was my bean burrito that I'd put fire sauce on.
No,
yeah, because those are really good when you're high. In fact, Taco Bell exists because of stoners.
One time I got really high and I stood at my bathroom counter for about 15 minutes with a tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush. And I was like, these things, they go together. I'm not sure how.
Dude, brushing your teeth when you're high is an ordeal. It's like, and I have a Sonicare, so it would be like. How many hours has it been since I've been brushing my teeth, man? And then my dentist is like, you have severe gum recession on the right side of your grill. And I'm like, could it be from overbrushing? I'm just worrying because I brushed my teeth for 47 hours last night. Also, anything for cotton mouth? Because. What else, Tom Heineber?
Weed is bad and only bad people do it. Anyway, that's the show today, folks.
This was an experiment. Tell us if we succeeded or failed. I know where my money is. Incident report, hit share, join the movement, smoke them if you got them. We out.
Zoom into this trippy video right now.
But I can do this.
God damn it. How are we going to shoot the next episode? I hate you so much, Logan Stewart. Hits from the mong.